Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's been six decades since Boston Celtics great Bill Russell lived north of Boston in the town of Reading. It wasn't always a friendly place for a black family, even the family of one of the most famous athletes of all time. Now, as WBUR's Irina Machvaryani reports, Reading is facing a reckoning as residents look to honor their former neighbor.
Bill Russell, what a play by Bill Russell!
You're hearing Celtics fans going wild for Big Bill, as commentators sometimes called the team's towering center.
Bill Russell is the greatest basketball player in the history of the city of Boston. He's the engine of the modern-day Celtics.
That's ESPN contributor and Boston native Howard Bryant. Russell won 11 NBA championships with the Celtics, but his off-court relationship with Boston was not easy. When Russell's family settled in Reading early in his career, they stood out. Russell's daughter Karen has recounted that she and her brothers were the only black kids at school. The town made some overtures to welcome the family. In May of 1963, they held a celebration at the high school for Bill Russell Day and issued a proclamation to mark a permanent date. But things went downhill from there. Russell experienced a slew of racist incidents. Townspeople blocked his family from moving to a wealthy neighborhood, and there was a break-in while the Russells were on vacation. Here's Bryant again.
Vandals broke into his house and ransacked his house and, you know, smeared feces on his wall. That was something barbaric.
Russell left Reading in 1969, the same year he retired from the Celtics.
Bill Russell left Reading in his rearview mirror. He didn't ask anything of them. He didn't need anything from them, from the people who did the things to him that they did.
A date for Bill Russell Day was never established. Now, some in town are trying to fix that, and they're revisiting that troubled chapter of Reading's history. Bill Russell's death in 2022 prompted the select board to pass another proclamation bearing his name. And nearly 60 years later, Reading is close to actually having a Bill Russell Day. A local social justice group called CATO, the Coalition of Us, is urging elected officials to take action this time around and acknowledge Russell's work on and off the court. Fillmore Phillip is the group's founder. He says Reading needs to reckon with its past.
It's not fair of him and his family to be celebrated for his accomplishments without acknowledging what he dealt with in this town.
But there is pushback from some town officials. Reading Select Board member Mark Doxer says he favors the group's efforts, but he understands why the town might be hesitant to open old wounds.
A lot of folks are in this community since the 60s. So for them, I think some of the stories might be a little bit painful. And I think we need to figure out, how as a community do we respond to that? How do we take the community forward? How do we become more inclusive in terms of what's going on?
The debate over how to proceed came to a head at a town select board meeting in early December.
I think that throwing it out there and saying that we don't have the opportunity is a cop-out. And I'm tired of cop-outs.
Sherilla Lestrade was one of the advocates pressing the town for a permanent Bill Russell Day and an acknowledgement of the family's mistreatment. The group proposes forming a committee of locals to help the select board plan community activities and a scholarship in Russell's name. Philip, who graduated from Reading's Smetco School program, told the select board that they could also kickstart conversations about black history.
I didn't have the opportunity to learn about a lot of black figures in my academic career going up in Reading. This proclamation, it is a start in the right direction in order to fixing those issues in Reading.
Select board members support the idea of celebrating Russell, but not all of them want to put the town's name on the event. Board member Carlo Bacci said he would support Bill Russell Day as a volunteer-led event. He said it should be about Russell the athlete, not about race and civil rights.
We're talking about civil rights, we're talking about people, we're talking about human rights. I mean, if we need a committee for that, we need a committee for a lot of other things.
Some advocates told WBUR they expect more accountability from the town. Tara Gregory says Reading should own the job of acknowledging Russell's legacy and not try to pass off that role to nonprofit volunteers.
The responsibility lies with them, and it's just fallen to the wayside.
Gregory says volunteers don't mean to point fingers at their neighbors. But the town needs to give voice to all residents.
Black and brown residents have very different experiences in Reading compared to their white counterparts. Not everybody has a great experience in this town. And we have to acknowledge that there is a problem to move forward.
There is still a lot to resolve. The Reading Select Board now plans to vote in early January. If the proposal passes, a committee will plan a Bill Russell Day in 2024, an overdue tribute, organizers say, that will paint the town green. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Irina Majavadiani.